This is the local VK5 news segment. Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Our executive committee held a special meeting last Saturday week to discuss how best to fulfil our requirement to self-report under the new not-for-profit organisations taxation rules. Our treasurer, Andrew, VK5VKC, outlined the requirements, and after a brief discussion, we are hopeful that we have now worked out what is needed and get on with the job. Work on some of our projects has slowed a bit, as our very capable and talented welder, engineer and all-round genius is now overseas for a month on a family holiday. Don't forget to have fun, Nick. Our big screen smart TV, which is located in our meeting room, died recently. Club President Peter, VK5BE, has opened it up and discovered that the power supply has decided to retire hurt. A replacement has been ordered and will, hopefully, be received and installed before our next meeting on Friday the 19th of July. It won't take Peter long to fix once he has the board, as it is a plug-in unit. Our last activity night, Andrew, VK5KET, who has been the organiser of our very popular Australian Fox Hunting Championships for a number of years now, gave us an insight into how he sets out the course, plans the timing for the events, and all things fox hunted related. Andrew was very ably assisted with his talk by Greg, VK5ZGY, who with his wife Gabby physically checks the course and all fox points at least once before the events. Our event is probably unique in Australia because we are the only club, as far as we know, to run events over most of the available frequencies. The vast majority of Australian fox hunts are run using just 2 metres and 70 centimetres, but we also use 6 metres, 10 metres, 80 metres and 1296 megahertz, which offers the hunters a much greater challenge. We plan on continuing to run this event in the future, and a number of members have expressed keen interest in helping to keep the event running. We would like to take this opportunity to offer Andrew, VK5KET, a very big thank you for his efforts over the years, and we know that all of the fox hunters have loved what he has done. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, fellow ham radio operators and hobbyists. This is VK5 LSB, and my name is David with some news and notes on behalf of the WISE Australian Committee. The next WISE Australian social get-together will be held on Saturday the 27th of July, with doors opening at 10 a.m. for coffee and chat, and official proceedings commencing at 10:30 a.m. down at the Scouts SA Adventures Activity Centre, which is located at Anderson Avenue, North Gunnelg. There will be a presentation by Mr. Peter Young, VK5JP, who is also the Wireless Institute of Australia National Technical Advisor for C4FM, who will be talking on the hidden features of the AC-FTM-500DR. Peter hopes to also be able to present on the new version of the FTM-500DR, as there are currently 2 units out there, and depending on whether the YASU are able to supply the new unit in time to Peter prior to the presentation on the day. Peter, VK5JP, will also provide a general talk and discussion on what to expect from YASU equipment, and we will finish off with a free complimentary barbecue, sauce sizzle, soft drinks, etc. And no amateur guests will go home hungry or thirsty on the day. We look forward to your attendance on the day and the social chit-chat that occurs on the day, and we thank Scouts SA for providing the excellent facilities for our use. The MSS Barossa Rally, which has been held over the 19th to the 20th of October, up in the Barossa Valley region and surrounds. Wison SA's band of exceptional, highly skilled ham radio operators and volunteers from Wison Australia will be providing radio communications, logging, logistics and manning SOS points. There are still a couple of vacancies for volunteer ham radio operators to assist in this event, and we look forward to hearing from you all if you can assist. A fuel reimbursement contribution will be provided to all volunteers who assist with this event. You can register for this event by contacting the President of WISE Australia, via the contacts links of the WISE Australian webpage. Just Google us or check WISE and SA out on our Facebook page. Also, you can register on the Rally SA website and just Google for Rally SA and click on the register link for the Brossa Rally and click on WISE and Volunteer link. Also, don't forget Sunday the 4th of August 2024, the WISE Australian Net will be held at 2800 hours local time, utilising the Adelaide Link Repenting Network, and we look forward to chatting to you all on the net. So put these dates in your diaries now. For further clarification, please visit the WISE Australian Facebook page for further details regarding this broadcast and the WISE Australian events update and dates. This has been Dave of VK5 LSB, and on behalf of the WISE Australian Committee, saying thank you for listening and looking forward to volunteering alongside of you all at the next event, and seeing you at the next WISE Australian Social Get-Together on Saturday, the 27th of July. Cheers all, and stay safe, 73.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. The next AREG meeting will be held on Friday, the 19th of July, at the Fulham Community Centre. This will be AREG's annual general meeting, which will include the election of a new committee and a presentation from Grant to VK5GR on the Flinders Island de-expedition that was held earlier in the year. Doors open at 7 p.m. and the presentation kicks off at 7:30, and everyone's welcome to attend. If you've never come along to one of our meetings, we'd love to see you there, and all guests are welcome. For our remote members, the meeting will be broadcast via Zoom, and we'll try and get a recording of the talk for later upload to YouTube. As usual, for more information on this and other upcoming events, check out the AREG website at www.areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello everybody, this is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Last Friday night's meeting was the AGM of the North East Radio Club, and it was well attended. And first up was a very sumptuous feast. We had snags and patties and shazlicks, and everybody brought along lots of salads and some sweets to share with everybody. That was really good, and thank you very much for the ladies who served the food out once it was cooked and ready to go. And everybody had a good time, and we had quite a few visitors, so glad to see those, and hope you enjoyed yourself there. And so everybody that helped clean up afterwards, thank you once again. It certainly helps to, like they say, many hands make light work. Certainly made light work of the washing up. Now, once the feast was over, we had the formal business, which was conducted by Tony, VK5FBIC. And he gave a very thorough report of the year's activities, and also gave a rundown on the club's finances, so everything's going really well. Now, all the committee positions were filled, so there was no requirement for a vote of any kind. Tony, VK5FBIC, is going to be the president again. And Graham, VK5GM, will be the vice president for the coming year. And David, VK5MDF, is the treasurer for this year. Is he counting all the beans? And Brian, VK5VI, is going to be the secretary. And the committee is made up of Trevor, VK5ATQ, myself, VK5KLD, and Bob, So, yes, it should be a good club to be in again this coming year. Everybody will be having another good year. So thanks for everybody who helped during the year at all our activities, and hope you enjoy the coming year. And once the formal business was over, we have a trivia quiz. Yes, it was quite good. Graham set it all up, and we had 49 questions to answer, which I didn't think was fair. I don't know 49 things. But I did learn one thing. I now know what the fastest man-made object ever made was. And it's a manhole cover. Yes, believe it or not. Now, don't forget that the club membership fees are now due. And if you pay early, you get a discount. Charlie, VK5VC, is sending out emails to everybody. And you can pay your fees with a bank deposit. Or if you wish to, when you're at the meeting sometime, you can see Dave, VK5MDF, and you can pay him on the spot. So that's the fees for the coming year, which are now due. Well, that's all we've got for this week's news. So don't forget to keep staying negative. 73s and good DX from Les. VK5 KLD.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.